where Shelton comes for news and talk. The Lisa Wexler Show, now on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
As good as dead.
You have to think about your career.
It has to come to life. Bit by bit, putting it together. Piece by piece, only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution. Every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts.
That's what counts.
Ounce by ounce.
I cannot tell you how often in my life that brilliant Stephen Sondheim lyric, having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution, has come into my brain. Every single time, almost every single day, having just the vision's no solution, everything depends on execution. Because our next guest is somebody with both the vision and the execution, and that's why I'm so impressed. His name is Ankur Jain. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. He's the founder and CEO of a company called Kairos. But the reason we're going to talk with him today is because he has a vision to transform, quite literally, the billions of dollars paid in rent every single year by Americans that pay rent faithfully to their landlords directly and get no oomph from it. They get no points. They can't do it on a credit card most of the time. And so they don't get any hotel points. They don't get any airline points. But even further than that, our next guest, Ankur Jain, envisions a world where our rental points could add up to something even more important, which is a down payment on a house, giving people a foothold, a toehold into the true generation of wealth in America, which has always been to buy their own home. He joins us right now. He's a graduate of the Wharton School of Business. In 2017, he was named a young global leader by the World Economic Forum. Back in 2011, Inc. magazine named Ankur Jain the best connected 21-year-old world in the world, and he was awarded 30 Under 30. He's had millions of different accolades and awards, and he keeps running. Ankur Jain, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show. What an honor to speak with you today.
Good morning, Lisa. It's an honor to be here.
So, first of all, am I pronouncing your name correctly?
You are. I'm impressed. Lisa's a little bit easier than Ankur, but you got it right.
All right. So, Ankur, tell me about, you're a serial entrepreneur with a lot of success, but I specifically want to talk about BILT, B-I-L-T.
Yeah.
Tell me about your vision, what came to you in terms of the hole in the marketplace and how you could fill it.
Totally. But Lisa, I think one of the things I often lament is that people forget entrepreneurship was really originally about trying to solve a problem, right? And it's easy, I think, today, you see in the news, with all these crypto things finally, crashing and all these weird startups, people are starting to refocus on what are the real problems that people have and what are the solutions that are out there? Because that's, I think, the biggest opportunities as well. And candidly, nothing is a bigger spend category for most Americans than rent.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about billions spent on rent. The actual number is $550 billion a year spent on rent annually. And what's even crazier is that none of that spend goes towards building your credit history. None of that spend goes towards building your path to home ownership. None of that spend goes towards travel around the world, like you were saying. And what's even crazier is almost 80% of that is still done by check.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason
is
at this anyone under the age of 35 still owns a checkbook.
Yeah.
Right? And so we said, wait a second, how does that make sense? If you go to a restaurant today and you pay the bill, you earn airline miles, right? It builds your credit. Why can't the same thing happen for rent? Why can't I pay rent, earn points, build my credit history, and get closer to homeownership? And so it took us about 4 years, but we finally cracked the code and got the real estate industry, the banking industry led by MasterCard and Wells Fargo, and all the kind of travel industry on board. And today, the BILT MasterCard is the first and only product in the market that lets you pay your rent at any apartment without any fees, and with every payment, you now earn airline miles, hotel points. It reports it to the credit bureaus, all three credit bureaus, so you can actually build your credit history just by paying rent. And, like you mentioned, for the first time, the points you earn on rent can actually be used towards a down payment to buy a home when you're ready.
I mean, I just think that this is just, I don't know why this isn't front page news every single day. It's so extraordinary. It's such a brilliant concept. And I was reading about how hard it was. You say it took you 4 years of knocking on doors and persuasion. And obviously, you had to have the capital. You had to go every day to an office or be with people that were on a payroll to keep this going.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've been lucky. You know, we've been able to raise a good amount of capital to help solve these types of problems. You know, my last life, I ran a product for Tinder, which was a very different world. We built the largest app in the world. But I got to tell you, there's only so much fulfillment you get helping people swipe right and left every day, right? And so,
well, if you're helping them make a match, that's pretty cool, though. I mean, helping people be in love is pretty cool. It's pretty cool karma.
The mailbox full of wedding invitations is always fun every year to look at, but. You know, there was something, you know, in 2017 when we were revisiting after we sold Tinder and saying, hey, look, you know, the world's in a different place, right? I mean, if you're a millennial, if you're a Gen Z, you can be doing everything right today. You can go to college, take out student loans, get a good job, work in a major city, be making a great salary, and still at the end of the day, even working at a bank, you're still barely taking home anything because cost of living has just grown so damn much, right? And that, to me, is an opportunity that we took to investors and said, if we can just fix housing, we can fix healthcare, we can fix student loans, that's where you can build the next, you know, multi-billion dollar business opportunities by actually solving the problem for people. And so, that first kind of big idea that we started working on.
I saw that. It says in this article that one of your first conversations was with Barry Sternlicht of Starwood Capital Group, which is located right here in Fairfield County.
That's right. So Barry was one of the first backers of this kind of vision of how do we solve these problems. And we were sitting down talking about what he had built, if you remember SPG and Starwood Hotels back in the day. Mm-hmm. And what I remember taking away was, I mean, the hotel and airline industry, right, which is, by the way, you talk about rent at $500 billion of spend. The total travel industry is $100 billion of spend. And yet that business is not actually about hotels or airlines. It's about loyalty programs.
Really?
Right? And that's what I didn't realize is that if you look at, for example, United Airlines as a program, the airline today owns Mileage Plus. If you've ever flown United, you earn Mileage Plus points, whatever.
Yeah.
That program alone is valued at $22 billion.
Oh, my.
Okay. The airline, including the Mileage Plus program, is valued at $13 billion. So the airline's actually negative $9 billion on the loyalty side. Right? And then you think about the fact that most people don't travel all the time, but everybody pays rent every month. Right? What if you could do the same for rent? And that was kind of the holy grail moment. Having dinner with Barry, that we realized this is something we got to pursue.
It's so amazing. We're chatting with Ankur Jain, the founder. So is the company called Built or is it called Kairos?
So the company is Built Rewards. It's under the Kairos umbrella, which is the parent group. But the company is called Built Rewards, B-I-L-T. You can get the Built MasterCard issued by Wells Fargo. You can get it online. You can get it at any Wells Fargo branch. It's no annual fee, and it allows you to pay rent at any apartment without the fees that landlords usually charge. And I think one thing, Lisa, that's really important to mention is, you know, as we were trying to build this solution, there were so many crazy hurdles, like one being that 50, 60, 70, up to 80% of landlords, you know, depending on the city, still don't accept digital payments.
Right. 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 So I know people that accept Venmo, for example, but they don't have a way to accept a traditional credit card. So then what do they do?
So what we did is we actually built a whole new payment architecture with MasterCard where you can actually pay your rent with no fees through Built in the app. And then with MasterCard, actually send a check to your landlord. So that way you can still earn the points.
Brilliant.
You still build your credit history. You still get closer to home ownership. And it's all at no cost to you.
Oh, that is so brilliant. So that the millions of landlords that are not Avalon or big companies have no objection because they're still getting a check in the month every month.
Exactly. It's seamless on the back end and seamless on the front end.
And can anybody get a Built Is it a MasterCard? Anybody can get one despite their own credit history? What are the obstacles to getting the card?
Yep. So there's two ways you can earn points, right? There's the loyalty program, which is at 2 million apartments across the country. So if you live in an Avalon building or an Equity Residential building or a Cushman Wakefield building, you can sign up just like you would for United Mileage Plus, and you'll start earning points at every rent payment. If you live at any other apartment or you want to earn even more points at those properties, anybody can apply for the Bilt MasterCard. I mean, it's a similar same qualifications as any other card you might see on the market, so you can't be totally out of whack. But if you're a reasonable, responsible payer, you'll likely get approved. And then once you have the card, it's no annual fee. And again, it's instant setup. So you apply, you get approved instantly, and you can pay your rent within, you know, minutes of signing up.
And then when you pay your rent, that $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month turns into points that can be used. Now, explain to me, we're chatting with Encore Jain, the founder and CEO of this company. Explain to me how, with Wells Fargo's help or whoever else's help, this becomes something that looks like a down payment one day in the future.
Yeah. So when you earn your points on rent, just like you would on any other spend, the first thing is you can now use those points for travel, right? So you can use every point as one American Airlines mile, one United Airlines mile. So if you're paying $2,000 of rent, you could be earning 2,000 American Airlines miles, 2,000 United Airlines miles, 2,000 Emirates miles. Or you can use it towards home ownership. And if you go towards home ownership, what we're able to do is, one, help you qualify for that mortgage, right, by showing the lenders your rent payment history as a way to prove that you're a good payer and qualify for a mortgage, is really important for this next generation who don't otherwise have big credit history files, right? And then secondly, use your points at, you know, up to 1.5 cents per point, right? So think of it as almost like 1.5% cash back on that towards the down payment to help cover some of that cost and make it even more affordable to get into your first house.
Well, and almost every credit card, or at least a lot of them, you can get cash back. So are you saying this is cash back, but you're calling it in a different category of cash back? You're saying we're putting it in a little Knipple account someplace to the side, and we're going to hold it for you to keep creating money towards a theoretical down payment one day in the future?
Kind of. So what's interesting is, you know, this is just a good example of a fun story. It's like old school government. So unfortunately, prior to Bilt getting regulatory approval, the idea of using credit card rewards and rewards points for a down payment was actually not allowed by the FHA or FHSA for Fannie Mae mortgages or FHA mortgages, right? So we actually had to go and work with Fannie Mae, with the FHA regulators and others to get approval for the first time ever to use Bilt points towards the down payment, because otherwise they wouldn't be considered an eligible source of funds for that mortgage. So it was a 2-year project just to get that done.
So in other words, if you've banked $10,000 in cash points on your Bilt card, the FHA can look to that as $10,000 as if it was in a checking account someplace.
Bingo.
Very good.
That's exactly
right.
And
how many people have signed up so far for Bilt? How many people are using it?
So we can't roll out the exact number yet, but I'm going to very soon. But we just started putting this out across our 2 million apartments in the network, and just 30 days ago made it available to all customers, including the 70 million Wells Fargo customers today who are kind of being offered this as a first look. So anybody can now get it. It's online at builtrewards.com or at wellsfargo.com. We're really excited. I mean, this is, you think about $500 billion spent on rent, finally doing something. And most renters are, you know, it's under 35, right? And so it's a huge opportunity to take the largest spend category for this next generation and turn it into something that actually helps you get ahead and also have a little fun traveling while you're at it.
So I have a question from a listener who wants to know, can they use it for mortgage payments too? If they're already paying a mortgage, can they get Bilt and somehow get credit for that under Bilt if they're already paying a mortgage?
So that is one of the most common questions I get. Today, It's for rent, and you can also use it, by the way, for everything else, right? You get 3X points on dining, 2X points on travel, all of that. But mortgage is a little bit more complex. We're working through the regulatory environment for that right now, and hopefully I'll have more news on that soon.
You know, it's really interesting, Ankur Jain, because you know, you're the first to the gate with this, but you know you're not going to be the last, right? You know that you've tapped onto an idea that everybody else is going to try and conglomerate and just, you know, what are your strategies to keep the rest of them at bay so that you can keep your running start and go? You know that, right? It's such a good idea. Everyone else is going to copy you. They are.
Well, listen, ideas are a dime a dozen, right? I think the hard part here has been actually pulling all the ecosystem pieces to make it work. And so if you look today, you know, the Built Rewards Alliance, which is the group of real estate owners that are now part of the Built ecosystem, it represents, you know, 15 of the 20 largest multifamily owners in the country, right? So we are an ecosystem, just like you have Star Alliance. You know, it's very hard to launch a new airline if Star Alliance already had American, United, and Delta in one group, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's a lot of the work that's been put in today, is so that, you know, the vast majority of apartment buildings in major cities across the country are already part of Built, using Built for payments, using Built for rewards and loyalty, and obviously for the card payments.
You know, we're chatting with Ankur Jain. You're 32 years old. Is that right? Is this correct still, this article? You're still 32? When's your birthday, more or less? What's the month?
February.
February.
Just turned 32 and
Aquarius.
Got my first couple gray hairs to go with it.
Uh-huh. So are you married yet? What's your personal life like?
Oh, my God. You sound like my mother.
Of course. Of course I do. I wrote the book, Secrets of a Jewish Mother. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. My Indian mother is basically a Jewish mother. She grew up in Israel, so she picked up all the tricks.
Really?
And into this.
Oh, yeah. I would have such a fascinating time meeting her. Tell me. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Seattle.
Interesting.
She grew up in Jerusalem. Her father was with the United Nations Peacekeeping Force. And so, you know, I can't escape my Jewish heritage. I graduated high school in a synagogue.
Really? Wow. So you're not married yet, in other words?
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
Although
okay.
You know, you never know. I have a very serious girlfriend. She's amazing, so we'll see.
Oh, I'm happy for you. You know, and where is your company based? Are you based in Seattle?
No, we're here in New York. So we're right in downtown New York on Bond Street. And we love it. I think New York's the capital of innovation these days.
I have a son-in-law who you should meet. He's a software engineer, brilliant at Amazon, like beyond brilliant. I mean, like beyond Israeli.
Yeah.
And, graduated Georgia Tech and everything. And I mean, not that he's not looking because every single day he has to keep them away because what he does is more in demand than anything else on the planet right now. But I think you should meet him anyway.
If you'd like to work on a really cool problem to solve the rent issue for tens of millions of Americans, then we should definitely have a conversation with them. I'd love to meet smart people like that.
I think that you would really connect. I think we're going to have to do this. So after this, whoever helped Melissa book you, I need to make an introduction. You need to meet my son-in-law, Yotam. He's extraordinary, and so are you. And you're both in New York City. That's where they live. And so, I have to make the match. I have to make the Tinder. I have to make the Tinder match right now. That's what I have to do.
We'll
a different kind of Tinder, but I have to do it. I want to tell you, Ankur Jain, it's such a pleasure to talk with you. I'm so inspired. I'm so inspired by your talent and your genius and your motivation and your drive and putting it to work to do good for people. I really mean that.
Thank you. It really means a lot. So I appreciate you continuing to spread the word and tell more people about the work we're doing. So thank you.
Thank you so much. The company is Built Rewards, builtrewards.com, B-I-L-T. Is that right? Built.
Yep.
BuiltRewards.com, solving a problem and helping people generate wealth with their rent. Ankur Jain, thank you so much for being on the show today. A pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. We'll be right back.